Jeremiah 9, I want to focus just on verse 1. Jeremiah says, "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a spring of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people." I think what he's saying is, I wish I had more emotional capacity than I have as a person. I wish that I could weep for my people. Oh, that I might weep day and night. Well, he actually does do this. Read the book of Lamentations. This is him doing this. And so God, in a sense, did answer this prayer that he has, that he makes here. But I don't think that he initially had this great heart of compassion and that he was an emotional type. Because initially, Jeremiah doesn't even want the commission of preaching to his people. He tries to avoid it. He is very much the reluctant prophet. And there's a point later in Jeremiah when he kind of goes on strike and says, I'm not going to preach anymore. And so he was not just a totally emotional person. I think the way that he becomes like this is because he develops a heart that bleeds. And so he does weep day and night in the book of Lamentations. So we live in a postmodern world where you only cry, you only shed tears when it's kind of politically expedient to do so. We live in a world where there is very little real emotion, where what is important is that you are always politically correct. You can declare war on another nation as long as you express it in a politically acceptable way, etc. You mustn't make extreme statements. You mustn't come over as being too passionate, too emotional. And without doubt, this has affected all of us. And so, do you have a heart that bleeds? When was the last time that you wept because of the failure of people to be interested in the cross of Jesus, in that he died for them, that God loves people and wants to save them, but they are not interested? When did you last see the needs and the pain and the struggle of men and women and wept for it? Well, you need to ask yourself, but I admit that for me, I feel I don't have that passion, that emotion that I should. And so this prayer of Jeremiah, oh, that I did have eyes that could cry day and night. This prayer, this request, which was answered, becomes absolutely pertinent to us. You think of all the people in the Bible who cry. Job, my eye pours out tears to God. Isaiah says that he, as it were, drenches Moab with tears. He weeps because Moab is going to be destroyed, and they were Gentiles, but they could have repented and accepted God's word. David's eyes shed streams of tears because he did not obey God's word. Jesus wept over Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that slew him and hated and rejected him. Mary washed the Lord's feet with her tears, so sad at the reality of his crucifixion that was upcoming. Paul wept for the Ephesians, he says, every day. He warned them night and day with tears because he could see how they were likely to go wrong. Of course, the Lord Jesus says, blessed are those who weep. Now, we need to ask ourselves, how much true emotion do we really have in our walk with the Lord? I think, quite honestly, those who go through life with dry eyes are really to be pitied. Surely, we're hiding behind a smokescreen if, like me at times, we excuse ourselves by thinking that, well, I'm not the emotional type. Well, that's how Jeremiah felt, and he prayed that God would help him to, as I say, expand his capacity. And it's a good prayer for us. I mean, are you going to go through life humming to yourself, you know, I am a rock, I am an island, and an island never cries? No. If we really have engaged with the Son of God dying for me on the cross, as Paul can say, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, then we surely must be touched at the very emotional core of our lives, the tragedy of our sin, the urgency of human salvation, the world's redemption, the amazing potential that there is for people in Christ. Surely we can't be passive to these things. And yet, as I say, we live in a world where emotion and passion are definitely decreasing. And this passionless postmodernist life can't be for us. We who should be touched at the very core of our being by the love of Christ, by his work then and now, by his call. We need to still have that ability to feel a sense of amazement at God's grace. And you can sing hymns and songs that are clearly written by people who did have that sense, and yet you can just mouth off the words and not actually feel it. And he says in Lamentations 1, he said, "Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by?" It's as if they were all so unmoved and so lost in their own petty issues, whereas he feels that he alone sees the tragedy of it all. So this was all an answer, as I say, to his prayer here in Jeremiah 9, verse 1. "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a spring of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people." God heard that prayer. So let's pray the same.